listening to the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. This is your host, Mayor Ron Morrell Jr. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to episode 2 of the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. I'm so excited to keep kicking off this season. We're doing some great things. We're going to have some amazing guests come on the show. So episode 2 is going to be titled Leadership with Intentionality. On episode 2, I'm super excited, thrilled, you might say, to have my esteemed, wonderful, hardworking, diligent, and quite frankly, I think just amazing, Chief of Staff, Ms. Robin Faust. Welcome to the show, Chief of Staff Faust.
Thank you, Mayor Morrell.
Everyone knows you as, you know, a pillar of the community, former city councilwoman, born and raised in Marion, Indiana. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about your story?
Thank you, Mayor Morrell. First of all, let me say how grateful I am to serve under your leadership and to serve the citizens of Marion. What an honor it is to come back to your hometown after college, after career, and start another career, the most important, that of service to the community. That it is my hometown just is adds another glorious layer. I was born and raised on the west side of Marion, on West 8th Street, went to Lincoln Elementary, Justice Junior High, and Marion Community Schools. And I list those schools because I am a product of this community. And I think if there's anything in the work that I do in this quarter of my life, it would be to illustrate to someone that you can survive life's triumphs and trials, that we in Marion have a great beginnings, and you can be a success and, more importantly, contribute to your community.
That's great. That's great. So this podcast is really focused on local government, and the ins and outs, the happenings, the what's going on, everything you want to know about local government. So now I must ask, what piqued your interest to be involved in local government?
Mayor, I've always had perhaps an inclination, even in elementary school, high school, toward politics. I had a sixth grade teacher, Virginia Mankin. Her name is Virginia Lake at the time. I would attribute to aiding in my interest in politics. She was politically active at the time as one of her students, which I just adored her. She poured into me as a little girl. We would go over her house and stuff political envelopes to send out for campaigns back in the day. And so I started asking questions, because if anyone knows me, I ask a lot of questions. And it just piqued my interest. Henceforth, I wanted to major in criminal justice. I ended up majoring in business, but still had a political interest. Also, I became a union administrator, where you advocate for rights, and there's a lot of legality in that. Perfect for me, if you know me. And coming home, they kept saying, do you want to run for council? Do you want to run for school board? And I go, no, I'll help someone. And there was a time in that process that I could see myself. Before that, I did not see myself in politics. And I gratefully say that citizens entrusted in me their votes to be their representative, and it has kind of moved from there.
Yeah, so you served on the Marion City Council from 2019 to 2023 as the District 4 representative, and 2022 to 2023 as the City Council president. So what was your, let's be more specific on it, what was your experience like being the president of City Council?
My experience as president was phenomenal, a whirlwind. There are so many different words I could attach to that experience, but just another layer of gratefulness for me personally. I had the opportunity to sit at tables that prior to that I had never been afforded that opportunity. Sitting at those tables took the voice of the people to those tables. And I learned more about the system, who the players were, what I needed to do to try to get my initiatives forward. And so, as well as presiding over the council meetings, the political side of it, it just has been and was a phenomenal experience for me.
That's good. So one of the things I like to do in this podcast is try to give our citizens an insight into local government. So what is something that you would tell our citizens that who've never served before in the political realm? What's something that you would tell them that they wouldn't know unless they've been in this space?
It can be a sticky situation. it is all encompassing. I'd say you always have to stay focused on what you believe you are there for. There's so many things that could pull you astray minute to minute, day to day, even serving as chief of staff. It, you know, from second to second, there's something else that comes along. I have my mind on one thing. I'm trying to complete this task. Here comes another one. One's no more important than the other. And so you have to prioritize. But it is both rewarding and difficult. It's all driven by revenue and our tax base. And we have to figure and work it out. And it's not easy like we think. Even from the outside looking in, I had comments. I have a whole nother perspective being on the inside.
Definitely. So that's actually a really good segue. You have made history as the first ever African-American female to be chief of staff from the city of Marion, Indiana. Yes, that's worth a round of applause and every other thing you can give, hand claps and congratulatory in every kind of way. So again, congratulations on that. So now that once the congratulations stop, what are some of the challenges of being in that position? I'll make this question twofold. What are some of the challenges of being in that position? And what are some of the challenges of that position as who you are as a human being, as a black woman?
Well, I want to answer the last question first. As a black woman, listen, that you, Mayor, saw me and I believe saw my heart and my intent toward our community and our mutual goals was just a blessing. Some women of color work their lives and they're never really seen in the manner that they're deserved to be seen. Everybody deserves to be seen. Whatever their discipline, whatever their area, they deserve to be seen. And so that you saw that, you afforded me that opportunity is everything. Being the first black chief of staff for the city of Marion is just the bee's knees. I'm so grateful. Listen, it's a heavy crown to wear in its way. The things that I do will go down in history, and that's for all of us. You got to think about what you do and what you say and how you are toward one another, because you are the history that folks will talk about later. I like to leave an impact that it was better when we leave than it was when we got started. We want to make impact. If we get housing for people, if we get the city cleaned up, if we get the city prepared to invite business into industry, into our community, if we reduce the crime in some way, if we support families, mental health, children, our children are in peril, all of those things, we have a good opportunity to impact. And I know we kind of share those values, and I look forward to working alongside of you to impact those areas.
So, yeah, that's great. And you're roughly, 3 months into being chief of staff. And, I believe you've been doing great. So what is something that you would want the citizens to know, or just our listeners? I mean, it might not just be Marion citizens. I met somebody who was listening to this podcast and they were from a whole different city and in a different state. So much love to all my listeners. What is something that you would want our listeners to know about the triumphs and the challenges of being chief of staff that you've experienced so far in this almost 3 months?
probably my main challenge I would list now is staffing. We to achieve the goals that we talk about continually, you have to have the right team in place. It has been a challenge and a welcome challenge, I would say. Listen, we love our employees. We need them engaged. We need all hands on deck producing and working and serving this community in the best light. And I know under your administration, we're not going to settle for less than that.
Hey, that's 100. That's worth a hand clap right there. Oh, man. So what does a chief of staff do? For the people who want to know, what is the role of a chief of staff?
The chief of staff does any and everything you tell them to do, anything that's unsaid. I think the primary goal of the chief of staff is to support the mayor in his platform, whether that be attending meetings, redevelopment, staffing, legal matters, the gamut of how the city is run, making sure the departments are functioning to their capacity and we're meeting our goals. For example, we have Clean City 2.0 coming up. It is your initiative, Mayor, and I am working diligently with each department employee in the city and in City Hall and externally to make sure we have all hands on deck for the success of that.
Yeah, that's great. So now the title of this podcast is, you know, Leadership with Intentionality. You know, and leadership can be challenging for multiple reasons, but it also can be very rewarding. And, you know, we're both very privileged to be in a space of leadership. So when you hear leading with intentionality, what comes to your mind?
Leading with intentionality is developing, in my opinion, the relationships to support the intention. If you don't have those relationships, if you don't develop and have a mutual regard for one another, then the conversation can never begin on the strategy and what you need to do to accomplish the strategy. So developing those relationships, nurturing them ongoing, and keeping a clear line of communication and expectation open.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, I said in the first episode of the podcast, and everywhere I try to speak, is I say, you know, we're in the business of people, which always, again, has its challenges, but it's revolving around relationship development and the continuation of those relationships. So that's what I, when I think about leading, I was like, how do we continue to develop those relationships? When you are, what's next for you after this is over, whether it's 4, 8, 10, 12, 16, 20, what's the next step for Miss Robin Faust?
Belize, Tahiti, somewhere warm and nice and comfortable, vacation with my friends.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's really good. So again, thank you to all of our listeners and supporters for tuning into the Memorial Speaks podcast. I'm thrilled to be offering this platform to everyone. Again, you can follow us on all my social media accounts, and this podcast is available everywhere you want to listen. Right, you can check us out at the Apple Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, and all other major platforms. So be on the lookout for future episodes. Again, thank you to Chief of Staff Robin Faust for coming in and being our guest on this second episode.
Thank you, Mayor Morrell.
And what we can get is, to lead with intentionality, you must focus on relationships. Thank you so much.